Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the follow-up to week 10. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with how we did. How'd you do?
I went 3-1.
Nice.
Yep. I got my revenge on Nick in the Yahoo League because he beat me last week in the Dynasty League that we're in together by 5 points. So I hung 130 or 124 or something or 134 and he scored 98.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's five.
Yeah. Having Jalen Hurts, on Nick's team for his quarterback was not good, and I had Devonta Smith, so has outscored him with the receiver that he's thrown to. Yeah. So, Dynasty in our league had the top score this week.
I had the bottom score.
Yep, yeah. I know you're doing it on purpose, but you had 70 points,
and half of that came from my quarterback.
Yeah,
and I've got how many do we play? Like 12 or
what, a quarter super flex. Three receivers.
Three running backs, three receivers, a tight end, and two flex. So 2, 5, 8, 9, 10, 11. Mm-hmm. Does that sound right? 11?
Sure.
So one of my 11 scored half of my points.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah. But I'd lost again in the Dynasty League that I'm in with Nick. I lost again. I had 144, which was a good week, but I was playing the number one scoring team this week, who had Achane and Jahmyr Gibbs. So, not much I could do there. I mean, like I said, I still put up a really nice week with my team, but, tough when you're going against, what was that, 70-something combined points, almost 80 combined points between two guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I went 2-1. One in my 30-plus year league. He ended up having Love, Musgrave, and the Packer defense last night. Mm. And the defense is all about turnovers and yardage.
Gotcha.
So he did, he got decent points. Mm-hmm. But I had Jahmyr Gibbs, and pretty much all that mattered. His guys just... none of them came to perform, so I got lucky. And then in the one that you and I are in, the non-dynasty one, I won. I think I had the second highest score this week with 144 or something.
Yeah, I put up like one. I don't remember what I put up, like 124 or something.
But
like
you won.
That. Yep. Yep.
And
fighting for a playoff spot.
Yeah, you better move up a little in the next 4 weeks. And then this coming week. In the Dynasty League, which I'm trying to lose, I play against a guy who won this week, but I own his draft pick. So I'm going to try and clobber him.
There you go.
Because I'm already below him, so I have to do something to keep my four picks as 1 through 4.
Yeah.
So it just is what it is.
Yep.
So let's do our injuries. Jackson Dart, he's in concussion protocol.
It was about time he ended up in protocol. You know, watch him when he plays. Oh. He finishes runs, with his head.
He plays, plays hard.
Yeah.
I mean, which probably isn't the best idea, but.
Yeah. I mean, obviously rookie, young kid, and, trying to pump up the team and, lead and show that he's not afraid to, take a hit or deliver one. And so, like I said, it was a matter of time, that he was going to end up potentially missing a week. Depends on how he does in the protocol this week. If he misses, then it's Russell. And you don't know if you're going to get Russell versus Dallas like we had earlier this year where he was the number one quarterback. Right. Or you're going to get what we've seen the last couple of years, which is absolutely horrible.
Right.
Which is, aren't we playing the, we're playing the Giants this week, aren't we?
We are.
So hopefully it's the latter and we get the bad Russell because we can't even beat bad teams, you know, like the Panthers. And
with the way the Packers are playing and they're being coached, they can't beat anybody. Mm-hmm. That's a team that should be 9-0. They've lost three games by 3 points and tied. Mm-hmm. Every one of those games obviously was winnable because we only lost by three. And we gave up 40 points to Dallas. Mm-hmm. And that was without CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
So, we have a great defense. Sure, we held Cleveland, Carolina, and even Philly to, 10, 12, 13, whatever points. Mm-hmm. But our offense, you aren't going to do anything with the way that offense is being run.
Yep.
So, moving on, we've got J.K. Dobbins. Unknown how long he'll be out with a foot injury. He was livid. He thinks a hip drop was used on him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did hear about that.
And he used, as Giannis Antetokounmpo would say, he used the elf word. There's a commercial out with Giannis, and he goes, "I think I said something bad. I used the elf word," and it's with the Coles mom, and she goes, "The elf word? Santa's going to be mad." Yeah, no, he used the F word. I think he was upset, not the elf word.
Yep.
So J.K. Dobbins.
I mean, if he misses R.J. Harvey, I think he'll end up being a must start. I know that the Denver offense can be just as bad as Green Bay's, but with the limited work that Harvey's had the last 2 weeks, because they were they on bye this week?
He played and he didn't do much of anything.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because that was the real bad Thursday night game. But the previous 2 weeks,
13-10.
Yeah, the previous 2 weeks, with limited work, obviously he scored, which obviously helps, but I think with a full workload, he would be a very good option this week. So there's not a whole lot of other. I mean, they'll work in like a Jaleel McLaughlin or whoever else is still there, but I think that you'll get to see a good dose of what Harvey could do with a full workload.
Yep. Next up, we've got Dalton Kincaid, hamstring injury week to week. I don't know what, I heard that they're probably going to hold him out at least a week. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I mean, Dawson Knox, you got Tyler Warren and Juwan Johnson out on bye this week. So, he's a bye week fill in opportunity there because Kincaid had been really the only reliable pass catcher. And even then wasn't great, but at the tight end position, you take what you can get.
It's interesting because they looked horrible.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about Miami and Buffalo. It seems like Miami, they just, for whatever reason, they have their number. Mm-hmm. It's just I don't get it.
I don't either.
Miami looks, can look like the worst team in football, and then you can get Tua throwing four touchdowns,
I don't think he was that good, but...
He wasn't, but still,
Josh Allen did not play well. Mm-hmm. Cook is on our duds list. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just not a good football game for them. And, of course, I had picked up Prater.
Oh, yeah.
In my 30-plus year league.
There's a lot of really horrible kicking
kickers this week. He had one chance at an extra point, and he got the point.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they were going for two because they were so far out of it so soon.
Yeah.
So, next up, we've got Aronde Gadsden, the second, week to week with a knee, probably going to be a couple of weeks, which is too bad.
So, it's a contusion, so like a bone bruise, which those can, they hurt, and
they
it's hard to walk around on them even sometimes. So, that's one less mouth to feed if he misses, for that receiving core. Obviously, McConkey was very good this week.
And that was it.
Yeah, yeah. Keenan Allen, I
two catches, 19 just yards. About
dropped him. Well, he got the Chargers record though on Woo-hoo! The last catch.
So he's got two catches for 19 yards.
Yeah, and Quentin Johnston started off really hot, and then has been bad.
Yeah.
Recently as well. So yeah, so maybe one of those two guys, take your pick. I'm Keenan Allen's a full bench for me right now in the because I have him in my main Yahoo league. Luckily, I didn't need any points out of him this week, but yeah.
Next up, we've got Garrett Wilson, also a knee injury, week to week, probably out. I think I saw 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I've been hearing 3 to 4 even for him. So, I mean, at that point, with how bad that team is and, you know, the Jets are what the Jets are, I mean.
You know, we get to watch him on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
That is going to be one bad game.
Mm-hmm. Patriots, Jets.
Oh, it is the Patriots?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, because I'm hoping that Ramondre sits again and I get another nice Henderson week.
He's nursing a little something.
He was upgraded to full healthy today. Okay. So,
next up, we've got Rashad Bateman, high ankle sprain, week to week, probably 3-4 weeks for him. Not a big deal.
No, I mean Zay Flowers does what he does. Andrews
has been
okay.
Yeah.
You know, since Lamar's been back. So, you know, maybe he'll be a little more consistent. You know, they'll get likely more involved, you know, as the season goes on, because I still think Andrews is done in Baltimore after this season. Yep. So, you know, I mean, the Ravens are what they're going to be. You know, Bateman hasn't lived up to what they thought he was going to be. I mean, he had the first, was that last year, 2 years ago, where he had like 3-4 monster games in a row and then just completely disappeared. Yeah. So,
Next up, Chris Rodriguez Jr., week to week with a shoulder injury.
Scored a touchdown.
Yep.
And then, got hurt. And, you know, I mean, they just, that's another team, you know, you lose Jaden Daniels for a couple weeks and you keep losing and McLaurin's still out.
Didn't he just sign the big deal before the season?
Yeah, he did.
Interesting. I'm not saying
old receiver. I mean, when he's healthy with Jaden Daniels, he's good. But, you know, he just hasn't been able to stay healthy this year.
Yep. Next up, Terrell Jennings. Knee, unknown how long he'll be out. There wasn't a report this morning.
No. Obviously, Ramondre was out this week, and I started Henderson in the main Yahoo League. I drafted him, been holding and holding and holding and just waiting for an opportunity. And, you know, he had a good week last week, decent week last week, and then this week, obviously, you know, monster week because of the two long touchdowns. But the first, like, 2-3 carries went to Jennings, and I was like,
yep. Oh, no. I saw that. I was thinking of you.
God, Vrabel's going to do this. He's going to give 6 carries to Henderson, and for whatever reason, Jennings is going to have like 15. You know, it's going to be something dumb like that.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, so obviously Henderson ended up having the good game.
Right.
You know, sounds like even last week or before the game on Sunday, they were saying that Ramondre probably was not going to play on Thursday this week because it's such a short week.
Right.
But again, something to, you know, Ramondre might try and push it because it's two, you know, good, you know, a good week 2 weeks ago and then a monster week this week from Henderson.
Yeah.
He might try and push it in play so that he can, you know,
hold his spot Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah.
I mean, Chuba lost his job because he was injured.
Yeah. But, well, injured and then not playing as well, and Dowdle went. I mean, in that time he was injured, Dowdle went absolutely nuclear.
I mean, 200 yard games.
Yeah, but I think, you know,
they didn't really give him a chance to win his job back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I mean, you know, well, it is kind of, it's almost the same situation. It's not a rookie with Dowdle, but, you know, they paid Chuba a bunch of money in the offseason.
Yeah.
Last year, Patriots paid Ramondre. You know, and now you got a electric rookie, and then you got Dowdle in Carolina who's playing very, very well and putting up good stat lines. So, you know, maybe I doubt it, but Vrabel being the way that he is, hates rookies for whatever reason. You know, he was playing Deion Lewis for half a season over Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe he looks over at Carolina and goes, well, Oh, wow. You can actually win some games by going with a hot hand at running back and a guy who doesn't fumble every week.
So. Right. Next up, we've got Darius Slayton week to week with a hamstring.
Yeah, I mean, with whatever they've got left at receiver, you know, he was – I in my DraftKings lineup, I had picked him, and he had a – I mean, he came out two big gains right away, you know, and then was involved the rest of the way. You know, I don't know if he ended up leaving that game fully with the hamstring or if that was just
the
game thing. You know, I mean, if he does play and it's Russell against Green Bay, you know – I doubt you'd be playing him anyways, but
right. So moving on to our studs, we've got Jonathan Taylor plus 31.49 points, 32 rushes, 244 yards, three touchdowns, three catches on three targets for 42 more yards. That, I mean,
yeah,
I'm getting kind of used to it.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, being, Badger fans, you know, this was a college stat line for him. This was a a Saturday stat line that he used to put up every single week.
Exactly.
And it just goes to show, you know, where they had all the drama where he had the foot injury two years ago. And, you know, all the drama with he wanted to trade and they didn't trade him. And what is this going to turn into? You know, Ursay, as weird as he can be.
Yeah.
You know, you're glad Ursay and is it Ballard, Chris Ballard, another former Badger, he's the GM there, I believe, you know, made the right choice and working stuff out with him, you know, and then obviously bringing in Daniel Jones of all people and him playing at a, you know, very high level and all the weapons they have, you know, JT's just been, I mean, he's leading the league in scoring over kickers.
Yeah.
He's the number one scoring
over
player.
Kicker. Oh yeah,
yeah.
But kicker. he's also in a non PPR setting. Mm-hmm. He's the highest scoring offensive player.
Yeah,
he's higher than every quarterback, which almost never happens.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Next up, we've got Devon Achan, plus 21.89, 22 rushes, 174 yards, two touchdowns, six catches on six targets, 51 yards.
Yeah.
That 59-yarder or whatever busted that one off. I mean, explosive. And we knew that.
Yep. Yeah. It just, again, depends on what Miami offense. But he's been solid all year.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you get the spike week is obviously really nice.
And you remember what we used to say. How do you beat Buffalo? You run the ball.
Yeah.
And apparently that's still the case. I mean, we talked about it a couple of years ago because teams were not running the football. And you'd sit there and you'd go, they're horrible against the run. Yeah. And then, you know, 22 for 174 and two touchdowns. Yeah. I mean, that's not a stat line that you wouldn't see if teams weren't either playing from behind or they don't think that they can win that way, which I don't get.
Yep.
So next up, the aforementioned Trevion Henderson, plus 20.9. 14 rushes, 147 yards, two touchdowns, one catch on one target for 3 yards.
Yeah.
250-yard-ish runs.
Yeah, he almost had three long touchdowns. It was, I can't, it was the second drive, but it was in the first quarter. He had one where they finally did, it was like a quick pitch to the right, got him on the edge, got the line out blocking, and he snuck through, and it was like a shoelace tackle, you know, by the opposite side corner or safety or whoever coming down that saved it. Like that would have been like a 60 something yard touchdown. So he could he could have had a JT size day, but
I'm trying to think. There was a game where the running back looked back at the coaching staff.
It was
what I thought.
Yeah, it was that last touchdown because it was late. I mean, you know, towards the end of the game.
Right,
and he was out ahead, and when he's running, and
he had so much time.
Yeah, he turns and looks, and they're like, "Go, go, go!"
Yeah, I thought that was.
Yeah,
I mean, it's great that
the awareness.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he knew. Gosh, do I sit it down here at the 3 yard line and we run out the clock, or but it put him. Like above 10 up. Yeah. So they would have been fine.
Yep.
So it was just, it was great awareness by
him. You know, and, you know, playing against Tampa Bay, you know, the interior of that line with Vita Vea mm-hmm. and those other guys, you cannot run on the inside of,
right.
you know, on the inside. You
well, have, Vita Vea yeah. eats up three people.
Yeah. So you literally. have to run the edges, you know, run your outside zones, sweeps, quick pitches, all of that stuff. And when they did, it worked.
Yep.
You know, and that's been one of the main gripes when Henderson has gotten any opportunities is Vrabel just keeps sending him up the gut.
Yeah.
You know, and then once he, you know, he would flash here and there where he'd get like a nice 8, 9, 10 yard gain and it'd be on the outside because he's quick and right. he's elusive and, yep. you know, has good vision when it comes to running to the outside. But, you know, he has a smaller back, so you try running him in the middle, it just doesn't work.
Right.
You know, so it was funny though. I think it, I don't remember if it was that last touchdown or the first breakaway. I think it might have been the last one. They had a D-tackle in at fullback.
Wow.
And they ran that, and the D-tackle pulls out and literally takes out 6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers defenders because he blocks the one guy, and then he kind of falls. And as he's going down, essentially blocks like 3-4 more guys as he hits the ground.
Leg rolls. Whips him. No, I'm kidding.
But he just hit the ground and rolls, and you know, and that cleared the way. It was just, you know, if you watch that highlight, it was pretty funny.
Yep. Next up, we've got Jahmyr Gibbs, plus 20.1, 15 rushes, 142 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 catches on 4 targets for 30 yards and another touchdown. Mm-hmm. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the first handoffs went to
Monty.
Yeah. Or several of the first on the first drive, and I'm just like, no.
Well, they had come out
because you were here, and I was sitting there going, "I need a touchdown! Mm-hmm. I need a touchdown!" And he just kept on bringing them.
Yep.
And then I said, "I could really use one out of Kittle," and Kittle got me one.
Yeah. I mean,
well, and that's after last week. Remember, I had 0 offensive touchdowns.
Yeah,
from my entire team.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, made up for it this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily. I mean, you know, and they had come out and said that they wanted to get Montgomery more involved, you know, and get back to, you know, not fully even, but back to that like 60-40 split.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
But, you've got Jahmyr Gibbs.
But if you watch that game though, it seemed like, I don't know when exactly it happened, but Dan Campbell did take over play calling in that game, you know? So, you know, he was, coach speak after, you know, he's like, well, we're still all involved here, and it was just circumstance, whatever. But
yeah, he had to go to the bathroom, so it took over. So, but we just blew up. Next up, we've got Davis Mills, plus 16.87, 27 of 45 passing for 292 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, 3 rushes, 20 yards, and another touchdown. I think he was willing them to win.
Yeah.
And they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was a actually kind of a fun game to watch. I caught some of it on Red Zone, and, you know, it was like, geez, you know.
Yeah.
It's just one of those you didn't expect. I mean, the matchup was, both of the matchups really were not great because that was Jacksonville, Houston.
Yeah.
Right? Because I played, I had to play ETN. You know, he ended up with a decent game because they finally got him a touchdown.
Yep.
But, you know, I was like, ah, the matchup stinks. That's why I didn't start Parker Washington this week either. Yeah. You know, I'm like, God, the matchup stinks, but, you know, who knows? And, you know, I mean, Mills, you know, in the past when he's played has had decent, you know, here and there a decent game.
QB controversy?
So, no.
Let's move on to our duds. Start out with Bo Nix, minus 15.92, 16 of 28 passing for 128 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, 5 rushes, not minus 2 yards.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Yeah, that was an ugly game.
Yeah. Knicks can, you know, the Broncos can do this, you know, but they can also put up 33 in the fourth quarter.
Right.
You know, and even that game, Knicks was horrible until the fourth quarter.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know what's going on there, you know, and it was against the Raiders. I mean,
I know.
You know,
I know. It's just. This has been the biggest year of not seeing the teams that one would expect to be winning, winning. Mm-hmm. Not, and I'm not saying across the board.
Broncos keep winning, but they're winning by three.
But you know, look at, you look at them
to win, but
yeah. Yeah, but you look at Buffalo, mm-hmm. not in the lead in their division. Kansas City, not in the lead in their division. Who's the other one in the AFC?
Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah. Not in the lead in their division. I mean, those three are perennially the top three seeds, or yeah. give or take.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance that none of them will even win a division. Mm-hmm. They may be in the playoffs, yeah. but they may not win the division.
Yeah.
So next up, we've got Bryce Young, minus 12.45, 17 of 25 passing, 124 yards, one interception, two rushes, 6 yards.
Yikes.
Yeah. They ain't going to get it done.
Nope.
So I don't know what they do. Yeah, I don't know. Sam Darnold, minus 10.95, 10 of 12 passing for 178 yards, one touchdown, one interception, three rushes, minus 2 yards.
I wouldn't have even put him on here on the duds.
Why?
I mean, yes, technically it was a dud points-wise.
It was.
But it was – he didn't – I mean, he threw one pass in the second half because yeah. they were just beating the absolute crap out of him.
I know.
You get two, you know, Dexter Lawrence – fumble, yeah. you know, scooping scores,
but
caused by the same guy
yeah, both times the too.
Fumble forced by the same guy,
yeah. Sack, fumble, you know. Strip sack,
yeah,
and yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence with 230-ish yard touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. So you don't need, you know, at that point you don't need to do anything. So right. I mean,
no, I know, yeah. I know. It, but if you're playing him.
Yeah, I mean, if they hadn't scored the two defensive touchdowns, he definitely would not have been here.
I mean, he was 10 of 12 for 178 yards.
Yeah, and of course the touchdown went to JSN had what 80 and a touchdown or something like that. So
I mean, I mean the touchdown was like 63 yards or something. I want to say
was it a long one?
It was a long one.
Oh.
He threw it down the right sideline.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're averaging 18 yards per reception. So yeah,
like I said, he was having a really
good game, but
technically
he cost you if you were playing him.
True,
because he didn't get near the points that you would expect. Mm-hmm. James Cook, minus 9.9, 13 rushes, 53 yards, 5 of 5 on receptions for 24 yards. No touchdowns.
Yeah.
They got behind. They had to pass more. Mm-hmm. He just didn't get the touches that he needed.
Yeah. I mean, the targets and the 5 catches are nice. The yardage wasn't that great.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it was nice to finally, because there's been weeks where he hasn't gotten any targets.
Right.
But he's been really good on the ground.
Right.
So, you know, I just.
Probably need one to rest
those,
him.
Yeah. One of those down weeks, I mean, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Next up, we've got Justin Fields, minus 8.74, 6 of 11 passing for 54 yards and a touchdown, 7 rushes, 28 yards. Yee!
Did he get benched or did they just not do anything?
I don't remember.
Because Breece Hall ended up having a decent game.
Yeah, Breece had, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Not sure.
So I
didn't watch.
Only 11 attempts.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Moving on, we've got our waiver wire. Davis Mills, if
Stroud misses,
I think Stroud's supposed to be back this week.
There's a couple names at quarterback, like I said, you got the Colts on bye, so, you know, no Daniel Jones. You know, you look at, matchup-wise, Mariota, he's not going to – hopefully won't destroy you. He's not going to get you 20, but, you know, he does sufficient enough. Jacoby Brissett, if Flacco's out there somehow still coming off of, you know, he could be out there because they had the bye week.
Right.
You know, Flacco, a rematch against Pittsburgh this week.
Mm-hmm.
If we get what we had the last time, be very happy. So there's a couple quarterback names out there in the streaming, you know, that could do pretty good.
Right. So. Next up, I put Jalen Naylor on. Mm-hmm. He seems to have gotten a... McCarthy seems to like him, like mm-hmm. throwing to him.
Yeah.
And with the coverage schemes, I mean, they're trying to erase Jefferson. Mm-hmm. And they've done a pretty good job of taking away Addison lately. Mm-hmm. So Naylor, you know, benefits from yeah. that. So
yeah, I mean, that's a throw him on the end of your bench and see. Same with I'd put Luther Burden mm-hmm. there as well.
Yeah, you know. DJ Moore.
He had nothing and got banged up.
He had a couple of targets, mm-hmm. and I think one was in the end zone.
Yeah,
but you know. Zero. I mean, he was one of the next ones to go on the dud list, obviously. Yep. I mean, it just, I mean, the week before, Roma Dunze yeah. was yeah. zero for three.
Yeah.
And I had played him. Mm-hmm. And I did end up playing him this week because yeah, I needed yeah. to, and he scored. Mm-hmm. So it's like we've said, I mean, they've got a lot of different mouths to feed. Yep.
Yeah.
And Caleb Williams seems to be the type of quarterback that does not have a clear-cut favorite.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. he's going to throw it to whomever that is around and open. And, yep. you know, that could be Burden. That could be – but at the same time, it kind of scares you.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. So yeah. Like I said, Burden for me is like rest to see, you know, just
yeah.
put him on there, see what happens. You know, I mean – because he was, you know, still dealing with the injury, you know, into the draft and into the season.
Right.
So slow ramp up. You know, I mean, Loveland, you saw he was, you know, same thing, banged up coming in to the draft
right.
a little bit. And then, you know, slow build up, had the huge spike week. You know, I mean, Burden, how was that, like week five or something, was like 3 for 3 and like it's like 120 yeah. something and like 2 touchdowns or something, you know, like. So, I mean, with few targets, can be very efficient because he's that kind of player.
Right.
You know, and DJ Moore, you know, like I said, banged up a little bit, you know, has some decent games here and there, but just doesn't seem, you know, he's not part of their next 2-3 years. So, you know, you could have, I think, Ben Johnson starting to get the younger guys out on the field there. Yeah. So, yeah.
Next up, I put Tyler Allgeier on here. I mean,
he's one of the premier handcuffs, you know, I mean, he was that the year before was, I think it was the year before Bijan, you know, 1,000 yards and like 8-9 touchdowns or something yep. like that. So very, very usable as
right.
as a running back.
Right. And you know. They seem to put him in there a lot
yeah.
when the ball is inside the 5 or even possibly yep. the 10.
Yeah.
Take so. Away from Bijan. So mm-hmm. last one, Tez Johnson.
Yeah. What, 2 touchdowns this week?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, same. I haven't heard much of anything on Mike Evans. You know, Godwin as well, dealing with injury.
Yep.
Igbuka's crazy good.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, Kate Otten had 12 targets this week and yep. had a very nice game. So, he's another, you know, like I said, Tyler Warren out this week for you. Juwan Johnson out this week.
Rhonda Gadsden.
Yep. You know, stuff like that. You know, Otten's a fine play,
right?
You know, he's not going to kill you with zero, and I mean you hope for a week like this, but you're
especially you're if safe. You're playing,
yeah.
in PPR,
yeah, you're with Otten, you're safe anywhere between 8 to 12 is kind of his range, with the potential for a big week if he catches a touchdown or you know has that many targets,
right?
So
right.
yeah,
yep, agreed. Well, that's all I've got for this week, or yep. we've got for this week. Mm-hmm. I am Ozzie.
And I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
See you later.